Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Shagun Chopra with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam, says Northeast is now leading India's Act East policy. Prime Minister Modi to unveil development projects worth 18,680 crore rupees from Kolkata in West Bengal this afternoon. Government assures uninterrupted fuel supply to households, hospitals, educational institutions and other essential services, warns retail outlet dealers of strict action for violating distribution guidelines. Centre revokes detention of Ladakh activist Sonam Wangchuk, detained under National Security Act. A missile hits US embassy in Iraqi capital Baghdad, 12 medical staff killed in Israeli strike on health center in southern Lebanon. And in women's hockey, India to take on England in final of FIH Hockey World Cup qualifiers 2026 in Hyderabad this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam today. Mr. Modi took part in the Bhumi Pujan for 22,864 crore rupees access-controlled expressway between Silchar and Shillong in Meghalaya, the first of its kind in the northeast. The 166-kilometer four-lane greenfield high-speed corridor will reduce the distance between Guwahati and Silchar from 295-kilometer to 252-kilometer, cutting travel time from 8.5 hours to around 5 hours. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for an elevated corridor on NH-306 from Trunk Road near Capital Point to Rangirkhari Point in Silchar. This project aims to alleviate congestion on one of Silchar's busiest roads, improve links with neighbouring states such as Mizoram, Tripura and Manipur and contribute to the economic development of the Barak Valley. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for 122 crore rupees College of Agriculture at Patharkandi in Karimganj district. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Northeast is now leading India's Act East policy. Mr. Modi said, Barak Valley, which was neglected during Congress rule, is now emerging as gateway to Southeast Asia. The Prime Minister said, the Barak Valley once served as an important trade centre but lost its strategic advantage due to decisions taken during the Congress era. He alleged that despite ruling the country and the state for decades, the Congress failed to focus on the development of Barak Valley. But today, the double-engine government is working with commitment to transform Barak Valley and make it a developed region, the Prime Minister said.
Azadi ke baad bhi dashakon tak Congress ki sarkare rahi, lekin Barak ghati ke vikas ke liye kuch khas nahi hua. BJP ki double-engine sarkar is sthiti ko badal rahi hai. Hum Barak ghati ko phir se व्यापार कारोबार का बड़ा हब बनाने के लिए निरंतर काम कर रहे हैं इस दिशा में एक बहुत बड़ा कदम उठाया जा रहा है आज करीब 24,000 करोड़ रुपए के शिलांग सिलचर हाई स्पीड कॉरिडोर का भूमि पूजन हुआ है
Highlighting infrastructure development, Mr. Modi said a historic step was taken with the foundation stone being laid for the Silchar-Shillong high-speed corridor.
Road ho, rail ho, agriculture college ho, aise har project se Barak Valley, North East ka ek bada logistic aur trade hub banne ja raha hai. Isse यहाँ के नौजवानों के लिए रोजगार के स्वरोजगार के अनगिनत अवसर बनने जा रहे हैं
The Prime Minister also highlighted the centre's focus on improving railway infrastructure in the northeast. He said, under the double-engine government, major work has been undertaken to strengthen railway connectivity in the region. Mr. Modi said, more than 2,500 kilometres of railway lines have already been electrified in the northeast. He added that railway lines in Barak Valley will also be electrified, which will further enhance connectivity and support economic growth in the region. On the conditions of war prevailing all around the world, the Prime Minister said BJP government is making every possible effort to ensure that the citizens of our country face the fewest hardships possible. Mr. Modi said the objective of the government is to minimize the impact of this war on the nation's citizens.
युद्ध से जो स्थितियां बनी हैं, हमारी सरकार उससे निपटने के लिए हमारे देश के नागरिकों को कम से कम मुसीबत आए इसलिए हो सके उतने सारे प्रयास कर रही है। हमारा प्रयास है कि देश के नागरिकों पर युद्ध का कम से कम प्रभाव पड़े।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kolkata today and he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 18,680 crore rupees. In a major boost to road infrastructure in the region, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several national highway projects with a combined length of more than 420 kilometers worth around 16,990 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone for several new national highway projects. These include five packages of the 231-kilometer-long four-lane Kharagpur-Morgram Economic Corridor section of NH-116A. In the railway sector, the Prime Minister will flag off the Purulia Anand Vihar Terminal Delhi Express, strengthening rail connectivity between West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand and the National Capital Region. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The government has revoked the detention of Sonam Wangchuk with immediate effect, who was detained under the National Security Act in September last year. The Home Ministry said that Sonam Wangchuk was detained in the backdrop of the serious law and order situation that arose in the town of Leh last year. The ministry added that he was detained under the provisions of the NSA pursuant to an order issued by the District Magistrate of Leh with a view to maintaining public order. The Home Ministry said that the government remains committed to fostering an environment of peace, stability and mutual trust in Ladakh to facilitate constructive and meaningful dialogue with all stakeholders. The government has assured uninterrupted fuel supply to households, hospitals, educational institutions and other essential services. Domestic LPG production at refineries has been increased by more than 30%. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, shared this information during an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday. She said commercial LPG cylinders have been made available to state governments for priority distribution to consumers. She informed that domestic PNG and CNG for vehicles are being ensured with no cuts. All the retail outlet dealers have also been directed to strictly follow guidelines while dispensing fuel and any violation will invite strict action. She also announced that an additional allocation of 48,000 kiloliters of kerosene over and above the regular supply has been provided to all states and union territories. States and UTs have been requested to identify district level locations to facilitate distribution of kerosene.
There is currently no requirement to import petrol or diesel into India. All refineries are operating at full capacity and maintain adequate inventories of crude oil, with supplies being sustained without disruption. Therefore, there is no cause for concern or panic in the present situation.
Home Minister Amit Shah has said, today the people of Punjab are fed up with the corruption and misgovernance of the Aam Aadmi Party government. He added that the people of Punjab want development, stability and a government that truly serves them. He said this while addressing Badlav rally in Moga's village, Kili Chela. Earlier, in a social media post, the Home Minister has said that everyone in Punjab want to change. US President Donald Trump has said that Iran had ambitions to dominate the entire West Asian region and destroy Israel, but claimed that those plans are now dead. In a Truth Social post, he said just like Iran itself, those plans are now dead. Earlier, Trump said the United States Central Command carried out a massive bombing raid on military targets on Kharg Island in Iran, claiming the operation totally obliterated every military site on the island. He said the strike was carried out on his orders and asserted that it was one of the most powerful bombing raids in the region's history. He added that the United States deliberately avoided striking oil infrastructure on the island. More from our correspondent.
Kharg Island is considered as Iran's economic lifeline, serving as a terminal for nearly 90% of country's total crude oil exports. Because the Iranian government relies heavily on oil revenue, much of it is sold in Asian markets, particularly China. Any disruption to this island threatens the country's financial stability and its ability to sustain military operations. The island also holds strategic military importance because of its proximity towards the Strait of Hormuz. United States argued that Iran used facilities on this island to coordinate drone and missile attacks against international ships shipping in the Gulf. Iran's response has been immediate and multifaceted. Through its central headquarters, the Iranian military warned that any further attacks on its energy infrastructure would lead to retaliation against oil and energy installations across the region belonging to companies cooperating with the United States. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
The Consulate General of India in Dubai has announced extension of regular Indian visas and e-visas and waived off overstay penalty to foreigners stuck in India due to ongoing developments in West Asia. In a social media post, the Consulate General said that all types of visas and e-visas expiring or due for expiry soon would be extended for a month on gratis basis for affected nationals on case-to-case basis. It said penalty for any overstay by affected foreign nationals after 20th February would be waived off. The Consulate General said exit permits would be provided on gratis basis to the affected foreign nationals and non-application of exit permit and extension of visas by affected foreign nationals would not be treated as violation of migration legislation. A missile struck the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq last night, hitting a helipad on the sprawling compound. The projectile breached Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone, home to Iraqi government building and foreign embassies. The attack took place shortly after two Iran-backed fighters were killed in strikes on Iraq's capital. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The Iranian state broadcaster reported that a suicide drone was used to target the radar system at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The report indicated that the mission specifically focused on the electronic detection equipment situated within the diplomatic mission's compound. Iraq has long been a proxy battleground between the United States and Iran. In Lebanon, an Israeli strike on a health center has killed 12 medical workers in the southern part of the city. The Lebanese Ministry of Public Health said the attack occurred in the village of Burj Kola Esa in the Bint Jabil district and killed doctors, paramedics and nurses who were on duty. Lebanon's health ministry said this was the second attack on the health sector within hours after another Israeli strike on the southern village of Suane killed two paramedics when it hit a paramedic center. In women's hockey, India will take on England in the final of the FIH Hockey World Cup Qualifiers 2026 at GMC Balyogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad, Telangana this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Both the teams have remained unbeaten on their way to the final. Salima Tete-led India stormed into the finals beating Italy 1-0 last night. India's Manisha Chauhan scored the winning goal at the 40th minute. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam, says Northeast is now leading India's Act East policy. Prime Minister Modi to unveil development projects worth 18,680 crore rupees from Kolkata in West Bengal this afternoon. Government assures uninterrupted fuel supply to households, hospitals, educational institutions and other essential services, warns retail outlet dealers of strict action for violating distribution guidelines. Centre revokes detention of Ladakh activist Sonam Wangchuk, detained under National Security Act. A missile hits US Embassy in Iraqi capital Baghdad, 12 medical staff killed in Israeli strike on health centre in southern Lebanon. And in women's hockey, India to take on England in final of FIH Hockey World Cup Qualifiers 2026 in Hyderabad this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.